Dad anchored a half mile from Belize City port shortly after noon, wanting to bathe and shave before going to shore to clear customs. But before he could do so, the port captain and two customs agents motored out to the Red Dog. The port captain appeared angry, especially after Dad explained why he had stopped before going into port. "Oh, a bath," the port captain mimicked, then turned and said loudly and sing-songy to the other men, he was going to take a bath. The men snickered. The port captain turned back to my father with a hard look. "Do you have a gun on board?" "No," my father said firmly, his mind's eye flashing on the pistol stuffed inside a pair of doubled-up socks beneath the mattress in the pilot house. "We are going into town," the port captain proclaimed in stilted English. "When we come back, we will search your boat. If we find a gun, I will lock up your boat." Dad couldn't imagine why he would be in such trouble, but did as told and quietly gathered his paperwork, careful not to show his anger or challenge the port captain as the man probably hoped he would do. One of the agents then told him to get into their boat, and they took him to the customs house. At the customs house, the port captain stomped back and forth in the room as one of the agents interrogated my father for more than an hour. "Where are you from? Where are you going? Why are you going there? Why are you traveling alone?" Though the agent spoke English, his heavy accent and rapid-fire delivery confused my father and added to his nervousness. He understood only part of what the agent said. "Beg pardon?" Dad asked every so often, straining to understand. Dad didn't have a passport and, luckily, the agent never asked for one, seemingly only interested in documents concerning the boat. "Americans think they can go anywhere and do anything they want," the port captain blurted from a corner of the room as he pounded across the floor. My father had little respect for officials who misused their authority. "Little people in high places," he called them. He had seen a share of such people, especially while growing up in Oklahoma, when telling the outlaws from the lawmen often proved difficult. He once knew of a small-town night watchman who came across two teenage boys throwing rocks at a gas station sign. The watchman yelled at the boys, and when they started to run away, he shot them both dead. He had also never forgotten the town sheriff in Tahlequah who staked out a cabin on the Illinois River occupied by two suspected lawbreakers. The sheriff hid in the woods behind the cabin, then, without a word, ambushed and shot them with a .30-30 rifle when the men walked out the front door at daylight. After tossing the bodies into the back of his car, the sheriff hauled them to town and displayed them on the street. The town's residents and relatives of the men didn't like it, but feared the sheriff too much to do anything about it. Now, with the Belize port captain stomping and yelling about the room of the customs house, my father wondered if he himself were about to be ambushed. But the questioning abruptly ended, and three agents, the harbor master and the port captain, took my father back to the Red Dog to search it. Two of the agents searched while the others stood in the cabin and held a lively, animated conversation in Spanish. Afraid it was only a matter of time before they discovered his gun and tossed him in jail, Dad sat quietly at the galley table, feeling angry, upset, and entirely helpless. He thought of Mom and of us kids. He wondered how in the world he would get out of this.